Meet Dr. Howard, the formulator of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
We all know that what we eat affects every aspect of our health, including our immune system, our circulatory system. It doesn't matter what. That's why I scientifically formulated Balance of Nature. There's hundreds of thousands of chemicals in every fruit and vegetable that are naturally there. And many of those chemicals attribute to the plant's immune system. And what's awesome about it is we get that chemistry in our own immune system. That nutrition that we need is damaged by heat, air, and light. So our processes are done under vacuum, in dark, and cold. And by doing that, we preserve that fresh, whole fruit and vegetable nutrition when you take Balance of Nature. It's all there, just as Mother Nature intended.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Remember, if anyone asks, we're a nice, normal talk show. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You know, we look at the president, we look at what he said, we look at what he might do, we look at his advisors, but quite frankly, there's an outside source which we refer to as a deep state
right.
or a shadow government. There's a lot of influence by people that are actually more powerful than our self, our president, and all. No, I mean, you take, for instance, how our government gets involved in elections around the world.
Yep.
Involved, and we've done this for more than 50 years. And so that isn't known to the public. Now, yes, Trump is his own guy more so than most of have ever been in before.
Yep.
We hope he can maintain an independence and then go in the right direction. But I fear the fact that there's so much that can be done secretly out of control of our apparent government and out of the view of so many citizens.
Where does the real power lie? The power behind the power. Because it's no longer about who lives in the White House. It's about who owns the White House.
This is the presidency. How much higher can a politician go?
The real power isn't here. It's beyond here. It's above it, but still working in conjunction with it.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show at your service on a Friday. I'd like to thank Harold Zeger for coming on the book Freedom's Nightmare. That was, I think, his fifth visit to the show, kind of like our intro. Ron Paul has been on the show about five times, too. And you know, that clip also with Ron Paul talking about the deep state, this is no secret. And so if you're listening to this show, you have figured this out, I would hope, by now, and understand what's at play here. That also was from the House of Cards, that now defunct show. But actually, that show showed some things that I was actually surprised it showed in accordance to the deep state. Welcome to the program, of course, and I have a wonderful guest this hour. I know that you are waiting with bated breath to hear him and talk about all of the things, all the rumors at hand. We are in Rumor Mill Central. I have Joel Skousen here to go through the disinformation, the information overload, the propaganda, everything that's being fed right now to get down to the bottom of the truth. He is editor at World Affairs Brief. And let me tell you, World Affairs Brief, if you don't have this coming into your inbox, I suggest you email him immediately at editor@worldaffairsbrief and request a copy. Joel, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kate. It's good to be with you. This is really a momentous time. We're turning the corner. We're the theft of the election, the exaggerated pandemic that drove this mail-in voting fraud, and now the false flag attack on the Capitol. Unfortunately, there were a lot of Trump's supporters that got caught up in the moment after the agent provocateurs battered down the doors and got in, and they're the ones being arrested and charged. And
kind of amazing.
You know, as Sean Hannity was pointing out as I was coming up here in November 17th of, I guess it was a couple of years ago, there was a BLM riot in Washington, D.C., where 250 people were arrested, and all of them got off the hook. There were none that went to jail. And we're talking about beating on police, six police injured, et cetera. Nobody died in that, but it's a whole different story now.
It is. I actually was doing a taped interview with the ex-assistant to the counterintelligence chief of the FBI yesterday, and he was calling me a liar because I said, well, they weren't armed. And he said, well, they used a fire extinguisher. And that's why, because they weren't armed. And also we have people now start, we had an arrest from somebody in my own state that actually went on CNN and said, here I am.
John Sullivan.
I'm Antifa. Okay. And so with all the disinformation out there, misinformation, you name it, can be categorized so many different ways. And also just blatant lies. This person that I interviewed yesterday, who was appointed by Mueller, really wanted me to know that that we were the enemy. And I said, well, instead of going after, I said, I just found it odd that instead of going after the reason that people showed up for the fraud, you went after them for showing up, yeah, basically. And so this huge attack on who we are and making us the enemy. Did you want to talk to that? Because this is the next phase of are the enemy that loved this country.
In fact, that's the headline of today's World Affairs Brief, is that there's a total onslaught against Donald Trump and his supporters. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as David, I forgot his Klein, news director at CNN said, you know, it was relatively easy to get rid of Donald Trump, but it's going to be harder to get rid of his supporters. And right. that's our next job. They're after us.
Wow.
And one of the things I want to talk about in the second major section in the World Affairs Brief, and if you aren't subscribers, you really ought to get this free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, because I give you an information that nobody else will give you, and it is on the role of the deep state in feeding our movement with a huge amount of disinformation. Literally, there are videos coming out the wall with people saying that the inauguration is being canceled, that Donald Trump's being installed by a military coup back into office, and that all of the mainstream media is going to lose their license, that Nancy Pelosi, that Mitt Romney is going to be arrested. Mm-hmm. It's not only bizarre, it's absolutely phony. And I'm going to lay out for you exactly why I know it's phony. Now, I've been around government a long time. I've been a military fighter pilot. I know the military. And I'll tell you, there's no way that there's going to be a military coup in favor of Donald Trump. We learned in the military early on that nobody gets to field grade rank or above general officer rank unless they go through a very strong vetting process. And that vetting process involves sitting in the National War College and other rooms. Even the State Department is vetted this way, and they get lectured by Georgetown professors who are all globalists on the virtues of globalism and how we're getting into a global new world order. And anybody objects doesn't get promoted.
Well, if you think about this, Strzok, who I actually questioned yesterday in this interview, Strzok was appointed as a professor.
You were talking to Strzok?
No, we were talking about Strzok.
Okay.
And Strzok got appointed at Georgetown adjunct professor counterintelligence.
Exactly.
So if you know who's teaching these courses, who's teaching this stuff, anyway, it just brought up memory that he was working for the very institution that you just mentioned as they move up in rank.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, there are a couple of exceptions. You know, we've heard recently from Generals Michael Flynn and Tom McInerney, who are good people, very patriotic, and they did make general rank. Tom McInerney was an F-4 pilot like myself out of Vietnam and rose through the ranks and became assistant secretary. Anyway, he's very, very high up, not because he was part of the deep state, but because he was such a competent general. You know, the Pentagon needs competence. They need people to further the military mission. And so your good generals do get promoted, but to a point, not anymore. But in those days, before there was a real vetting process, you know, it was starting in those days, but he got through, and so did Michael Flynn. And Michael Flynn rose to lieutenant general, and so did Tom McInerney. And this is the second highest rank below general.
Okay.
And there's only allowed 14 or so full generals in the military services, but they rose to lieutenant general. But the reason I think that both of these have been the subject of disinformation is, first of all, they're very believable, they're very sincere, and
their credibility. They have a lot of credibility, and so when they say something, people listen.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's why they were targeted, I believe. But, you know, General Flynn has been saying for several weeks now, going back to the November election, that Donald Trump, I can tell you 100%, with 100% surety, In fact, he told Alex Jones in his interview the day before the Capitol false flag violence. He told Alex, he said, from 1 to 10, I'll tell you, it's a 10 that Donald Trump is going to be given a second term. And the military is going to make sure of that. Well, there's no way he could know that being retired and out of them. And there's no way he would make that decision himself, knowing, being subject to the deep state himself. I mean, he was subject to a deep state takedown when they, you know, put him in that trap without his lawyer and a couple of FBI agents. And so he ought to know better, but he didn't. And the reason he would get past his own nervous feelings of having been through the deep state is somebody who he knew from his time in a general had to call him on the telephone and tell him that we're going to do a military coup. We're going to make sure that Donald Trump is there. That's the only way a general who's as tough thinking as Michael Flynn would make that statement.
So he's being fed from somebody he trusts.
That's right. Hmm. Now, I can't prove that, but I told Alex when he was interviewing me on Monday, I said, look, I wish you had asked Michael Flynn, you know, with all your experience, with anybody, how can you be so sure?
Right.
You know, who told you? Who called you on the telephone? Now, you don't have to tell me a name. Just tell me that somebody called you from inside government. And this is the problem. You got insiders who are playing on good people like Michael Flynn. Well, Wednesday came around, January 6th, and Michael Flynn was just devastated because he knew the jig was up. He knew he'd been lied to. Mm-hmm. So Alex told me, he said, he's not talking to Trump anymore. In other words, I said he ought to divert his anger to the person who called him on the telephone and told him the false information.
Sure.
Now, we have more information from Tom McInerney. In the World First Brief, I reference a video where Tom McInerney is...
I played some of this.
McInerney is... Mm-hmm. Now, it's been blocked now by YouTube, so you can't see it. But my description is in the World First Brief, and here's what happens. At minute 30, he starts talking about that... I have information, he says. Now, that means he's getting it from someone else. Doesn't tell who, but that means he's someone talking to him. I have information that James Comey has been allowed to sell the hammer and scorecard election manipulation software to the Red Chinese. And all of a sudden, warning bells went off in my head. You know, come on, Tom, you're just being naive. I mean, first of all, what purpose would the deep state having in giving them this, if not maybe to divert attention from Dominion and their own deep state manipulation of our election by trying to point the blame at Red China as if they did it? Well, yes, Red China printed, or there were some ballots printed in China, but I'll bet it was the deep state printing those ballots in China so that they didn't get caught doing it within the United States.
And if they wanted it, wouldn't they have already had it? I mean, in pieces and part in the system?
Well, not necessarily. But Tom McInerney has been making the case that hammer and scorecard is the way that they stole the election. It isn't true, because any computer algorithm, as Tom McInerney explained, that keeps Biden ahead by some 3 percentage points is not how they did it. Because we have the Edison data that the New York Times uses and everybody uses. It's the compilation of all the computer voting systems, comes to Edison data, and they tell you, and you can map it out, you can put it on a screen, and you can show where the ballot dumps occurred, where the switches occurred, how many votes were removed from Donald Trump. Now, an algorithm can't do that.
Okay.
This is human intervention, and that's how they stole this election.
Was it both? Algorithm?
It was both. Yes, it was both.
We'll be right back. More with Joel Skousen. Email editor at World Affairs Brief, worldaffairsbrief.com. Love this. We'll be right back.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. I have Joel Skousen with me. I know it's a good show today. That's a good show. Harold Zeger, last hour, Freedom's Nightmare, and this hour, Joel Skousen. A lot of lessons to be learned and a lot of things to be up to speed on. Welcome back. Joel Skousen joins me. What a career he has had and also a recurring guest on InfoWars, all kinds of different channels and stations and across America, and also editor of World Affairs Brief, founder of World Affairs Brief. And this brief expands on everything that you're hearing about on the show today. And so please, if you'd like a copy of this, please, a free copy, go to worldaffairsbrief.com, and request a copy. Joel, happy to have you.
Thank you. You know, we were talking about Tom McInerney, and he is the only one who has not been clamped or closed mouth about the fact that he's getting calls. After he talked about, I was told, meaning somebody told him, it had to be from government because this is a top secret, you know, that James Comey sold the Hammer and Scorecard software to Red China. That's not true, I can assure you. There's no reason they have to sell it, and no reason why James Comey would involved. You know, why not Hunter Biden or somebody who's got relationship with the Chinese? But in any case, the second thing he said was even more telling and more clearly disinformation. He said during the Georgia election, as the votes were being counted for these two senators, the runoff election, he said, I got a call. He used those words, I got a call, that told me that the Pakistan ISI was right now at this moment switching the votes so that these two people lose. Now, here's how they played him. You see, the Pakistan ISI hasn't been used as a... this was big in fomenting the Taliban in Afghanistan, and the CIA was in bed with the Pakistan ISI, which is their version of the the CIA, and, you know, was running terrorism on behalf of the deep state, helping Al-Qaeda and helping ISIS and helping the Taliban, et cetera. So he knew about the Pakistani ISI. So I think they knew from his time frame. Remember, General McInerney retired clear back in the late 80s. And so this fits his time frame. I'll tell you, they haven't been using the Pakistani ISI for years. Why would they need the Pakistani ISI, who don't speak English that well, you know, to be switching the votes and doing what? Look, every Dominion server is connected to the internet. They can be right next door with a laptop computer and change the vote. They don't need the ISI.
Right.
And McInerney's also bought into the Italian job. The story, which I believe is also disinformation, of a whistleblower from Leonardo SPC of Italy, big military contractor running satellites for Italy, that they were involved in uploading all the data to their satellites and then down to another place in Italy where the Italian government, on orders from the U.S. Embassy in Rome, was switching the votes for Biden. Well, which is it, the Pakistani ISI or the Italian job? The point is, you don't need to upload this stuff through a satellite to get it down. You don't need. And they even put the testimony of a judge who could barely speak English, barely read English, who read that witness in his court had confirmed that this this whistleblower testimony that Leonardo had helped steal the election. Well, look, no judge, no sitting judge is ever allowed to get on a video and talk about what a witness in an ongoing trial said, just bogus as can be. But you see, unfortunately, our own conservative leaders don't know enough about the military. They don't know about law. They don't know enough about the Pakistani ISI to detect that this is fraudulent. And McInerney should know, but I just think he's a little bit too naive about that. He's been the go-to person for a lot of conservatives to talk about, and he started this out talking about Hammer and Score. That's how he got into the conservative circles. And they fed him that information, too. I pointed out in the World Affairs Brief, how would General McInerney in the military know about a top-secret NSA, CIA method of stealing elections? And how would he know how it operated? Because somebody told him, not because he would have firsthand information.
Would that have come through Sidney Powell?
No, because Sidney Powell herself is the subject of disinformation.
Okay.
And she's been sent off course on this foreign election thing. You see, one of the false conspiracies is that we can use the foreign interference to have Trump, with his executive order on foreign interference, declare martial law and arrest all these people. That's been going around.
Heard that for a long time.
If you look at the executive order on foreign interference, the only thing it allows is to have sanctions against the foreign government. It does not allow for martial law. It does not allow for suspension of habeas corpus. It does not allow for any of that stuff. And besides, for Trump to prosecute any of these people, you see, to this day, we know and we can document that the election fraud took place. We know that votes were switched, votes were disappeared for Trump, and huge dumps of ballots, physical ballots, were put in for Biden. But with all that we know, we don't know who engineered it. We don't know who gave the orders. We don't know who did the actual switching, because mm-hmm. the logs on the Dominion computer were swiped clean.
Right.
So that you can't tell who logged in and what their credentials were. Now, the NSA knows. The NSA is tracking all communications and all internet traffic. They would know to the minute when these things are, but they're not helping Donald Trump because of their deep state.
Right.
All right.
That's true. So, it's a good point. Mm-hmm.
But the biggest piece of disinformation, well, actually, the biggest one came out today. It's another email saying the inauguration has been canceled. The military is installing Donald Trump, and he's going to stay in office mm-hmm. until all of these people are arrested. The information said all of the mainstream media are going to have their licenses revoked so that they can't broadcast. I mean, I said in the World Affairs Brief, you know, it seems to me like the deep state is just putting out more and more garbage to see how deep, how much junk conservatives will believe, how big of a lie that they'll believe. And I'll tell you, by how this is getting circulating, there's no limit.
Yeah.
It doesn't appear to be any limit to what conservative Trump supporters will believe right. from the deep state.
So here's a question for you from the audience. Okay. So you have all these troops. Why did they bring in all the troops? Because with the declassification of some of those files, you've probably seen that too. People are putting those two things together. He declassified, and now we have troops, and then they immediately associate tribunals. Okay. Do you want to comment on any one of those three?
Yeah. First of all, the only National Guard troops that are being mobilized are in the Washington, D.C. area for the inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So okay. there's no troops that are taking, there's no tribunals. And this is the big disinformation. There are mm-hmm. going to be military tribunals to take care of it. But look, even with all my knowledge for 40 years studying conspiracy, I would not have the evidence, enough evidence to prosecute them in court. Why? Because you got to have the phone taps. You've got to have them admitting that they're going to do this, they're going to do a false flag, that they did 9/11, that they killed JFK. You've got to mm-hmm. have admissions.
Right.
The NSA has those admissions, but they work for the deep state, and we're never going to get them. So you see, it's not enough to suspect. I can track the deep state by what's happening mm-hmm. At the end of the road, okay. and we can see the hand. Everybody mm-hmm. can, who's aware, can see what they did to Donald Trump. The whole Mueller thing was deep state. The whole Russian mm-hmm. investigation was deep state. The Steele dossier was deep state. The COVID thing is deep state, falsifying the data, falsifying the death rate. The election is deep state. Where do you can see it happening,
mm-hmm.
but you don't know who calls the shots, and you can't prosecute anybody without knowing. That's why it's so important mm-hmm. that they have the issue of national security to hide these conspiracies behind the veil of secrecy and national. Mm-hmm. And you can't find. And that's why they can always point out little flaws in what mm-hmm. we say, because we're analyzing things with just a small portion of the information.
Right.
And the majority of it's hidden behind in the deep state.
Right.
So we'll make mistakes. And, you know, anti-conspiratorials can mm-hmm. point out and say, oh, you said this and that turned out to be false. Well, look, we're dealing with a tenth of a deck here.
I know, right, right. So what about the impeachment? So are the impeachment and the National Guard being brought in? Because it is virtual inauguration, right? I mean, you're not going to have the big crowd. Are those two things brought in for optics alone to demonize the right?
Yes. Okay. Everything's being done now to demonize Trump and his supporters, to make it as if there's a big threat to mm-hmm. President Biden, et cetera. But before I go through the impeachment, just let me finish one other thing on the disinformation thing.
Sure.
One of the biggest things that happened this week was Steve Pachenik being on Alex
yes.
Jones.
Now, yes.
Steve Pachenik, you know, claims to be an insider, and you never want to trust anybody who claims to be inside, because once you're in the inside, you really don't clear out. And people who are honest, who were in the CIA, weren't really on the inside. Okay?
Yep. And there are forever future disinformation artists.
That's right.
Many of them.
So Steve Pachenik gets on Alex mm-hmm. Jones. He'd been a regular guest mm-hmm. for a decade or so, and he's been wrong about a lot of things. He's always feeding Alex disinformation. When I get on, I have to counter it. Now, Alex, to his credit, he won't counter any guest on there because he doesn't want to embarrass them on mm-hmm. screen. But he agrees with me that Pachenik has been wrong many times. Anyway, mm-hmm. so he gets on Alex Jones. He said, some military tribunals that are going to arrest all of the deep state people. They're going to arrest Nancy Pelosi. They're going to arrest Chuck Schumer. They're going to arrest Mitt Romney. And they're going to put these people in jail. And they're going to reinstall Donald Trump. And he said, and he made a lot of other, you know, predictions. They're just so off the wall.
And then he said, basically, he staked his whole career on it.
That's right. And then he said, if I'm wrong, Alex, I will never appear on your show again.
Wow.
And I said to myself, oh, that would be good.
But he says, not a fan of Steve.
But he says, if I'm right, if I'm right, I want a permanent position on your staff.
Right.
In other words, I want to be a co-host with you on InfoWars to shove, you know, this top secret information down, you know.
So this is why people hear General Flynn say 100% Trump stays in. They hear Steve stake his whole career live on, you know, and so then they go, well, it must be true then.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'll tell you, and I was shocked that he would be so brazen and risk his whole credibility.
That was a big risk.
Risk his entire career. I said, why would Steve Pajenik? I mean, this is a guy who's proud of his being a psychologist and working out the psychological things and torture and other types of things. So that was involving the deep state. Why would you risk your ability to further influence? And I thought to myself, well, the only way to do it is he's been told by such a high up person within the dark side that he worked for that he's sure he's right and he's going to be wrong. He's going to be wrong. Now, I'll tell you, this is the important thing for you people to realize. How do I know he's wrong? Here's my background that tells me. First of all, you've got to understand that the deep state spies on everything. Every form of communication is being recorded. It's when it doesn't being listened to. You know, they use computer algorithms to pick out the keywords and everything and put you on lists. And that's one of the reasons why they put out disinformation like the nine billion bullets, you know, that the Homeland Security was buying. It never happened. I checked. But they wanted to track who was sending that email out. That tells them who's on the dissident side, who's who's to be targeted someday. They're building lists. So you got to be real careful about, you know, passing this stuff around because you get on lists from the CIA. But I'll tell you, there's no way anybody could be on the inside and being talking to Alex Jones, whispering in his ear, talking to David Icke, talking to Dave Hodges, talking to Mike Adams of Natural War, talking to Steve Pajenik, and not get caught.
Right.
You see, if they're talking out of school and talking about what the, you know, they'd be slammed. If it were true, the NSA would slam them down and lock them up
they'd
so
shut
fast.
Them down.
That's right. But the reason they're permitted is because it's disinformation. That's how I know.
Okay. We're going to come right back. More with Joel Skousen. And I'll open up the phone lines. You can ask him questions if you'd like to. 888-673-1450. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. And then, of course, worldaffairsbrief.com. Make sure you're emailing editor@worldaffairsbrief.com to get a hold of Joel and get a free sample. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Somebody heard of red-eyed cows he saw flying through the ragged brush and up the cloudy draw.
Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I was explaining in the last hour, one of the first songs I learned on guitar in the 70s, before I became a guitar teacher, was this, Ghost Riders in the Sky. I love this song. Brings me back to those old memories of learning the guitar. Anyway, I welcome you to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Joel Skousen with me, and we're discussing the rumors, the rumor mill, the disinformation, the propaganda on the right and on the left. And we've got oodles of it, and we're sifting our way through it. But I'm going to open the phone lines. Before I go and open those phone lines, I just wanted to make sure you went to balanceofnature.com, get the supplement that I feel is amazing. I have even Uncle Milty's taking it. He loves it. I mean, this really, truly, at least it's the nutrients going into your body because our food supply is so awful now that we need those nutrients. So if you're going to take a food supplement, I would take Balance of Nature. I know how they make it. I know who works for them. I know the owners. I know this is a tremendous company and you'll love Balance of Nature. Okay. We go to balanceofnature.com, by the way, and put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, and you'll get 35% off and free shipping. Also, I'm on with Joel Skousen, and I just wanted to make sure you went to worldaffairsbrief.com. He is editor of World Affairs Brief. This is a brief like no other. You're going to get all of Joel's experience and expertise in this field of understanding how the deep state operates. And there's so many videos going around and so much misinformation right now and so many rumors flying for what's going to happen next week. You really ought to look at this angle and this side of what is happening when you receive those videos in your inbox or your email. I welcome you, Joe. And
thank you.
Okay, so we'll open the phone lines for questions, 888-673-1450. Let's take a couple of calls and let's talk about the impeachment and the troops. Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Joel, the great experiment.
Okay. Is that it?
The great experiment, Kate. It's America.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. I was just waiting. I didn't know if you were following it up.
We're not going down. We're right here.
Okay. All right. Let's get Joel's take.
What do you think? The great experiment.
Okay. I'm with you. I understand. We're in America, but we also...
The great experiment was derailed almost a century ago by Supreme Court interpretation. I gave a speech 10 years ago at Utah Valley University about why the Constitution is dead and how to fix it. Mm. Now, I know how to fix the great experiment to make sure that it continues, but there's nobody in power, nobody in authority that would even defend the election fraud and go be no one. And it was just incredibly bad. I mean, we hear in two things. We said during the election fraud, the mainstream media, and there is no evidence of that, no evidence. And when the Georgia fraud came out of pulling the suitcases out from under the table after they'd sent the poll workers home on video, proof.
Yeah.
And no one's been prosecuted, by the way, but proof. The media then changed their view and said no widespread evidence. That's the only thing they would admit to, no widespread. And they would never explain why they changed it to widespread. Now they're doing the same thing with the capital violence. Trump says there were agent provocateurs or BLM Antifa people, and there's no evidence of that.
Mm.
Now, we have proof now. Are they going to change to no widespread evidence? I doubt it.
Right.
But I'll tell you, it's the deep state is in control. We've just seen it happen. It's been in control ever since the JFK assassination. But now we see it front and center because Donald Trump forced them to come out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it front and center. So don't be in denial.
That was one of the best things, I think, to come out of the last 4 years was to actually get some of the crimes on display that
they had
to answer to. Now, nothing happened to those people, but they at least had to answer to it. And so when people say to you, well, we are in unprecedented times with what just happened, and we are with the steal of the election being obvious. But in my estimation, we saw a president's head blown off in front of us with JFK. I mean, we've had some unprecedented times in the past,
and we saw it covered up by the government. And in 9/11, a total deep state operation from hiring the terrorists to loading the explosives in the building, and it was covered up.
Yeah.
And the mainstream media once again went along with the public narrative, despite all the evidence we have now that it was a deep state government operation.
Despite what we saw with our own eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what's going on now. You have the COVID nightmare when you know people aren't dying around you, but you're acting like you're in a plague. It's like play acting. We're on a stage play. We're all play acting. It's a plague. And then with the fraud, you've had to have been. Are you surprised at the calculated, blatant obviousness of it? I mean, can you believe they actually went to the lengths to just say, screw you, America. We're going to show you we can get away with it. Because they used to hide it more. It was
But they had to come out with it. Because they're always about election fraud. At least 10% was under fraud, even during the 2016 election in favor of Hillary. But it wasn't enough. And that's why they had to pull out all the stops. They had to become visible because they just used everything. They used corruption within the poll workers. Those are the people pulling the ballots out. And that's a felony, by the way. Nobody's been prosecuted for that. They did vote switching. They did vote disappearing. They did ballot dumps all in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And you can track them on Edison data. You can see when the ballot dumps occurred and what the blip was that Biden went up by so many.
Were you shocked when, I guess you probably weren't, but probably a dumb question, but when you were... The way that they did as soon as it started, they had the riot because it never made sense. Trump supporters and supporters of the truth went there to see a whole day's worth of objections being raised in the electoral count. Why would they interrupt their own meeting only to stop the very process that they went to go see? So in your estimation, did you see that one coming? Did you see that they would try to pull a false flag in order to stop the proceedings, basically? Because when they started again, it seemed like the people were pretty manipulated into what they told them to to do. That's what it seemed to me.
Part of the purpose of this manipulated violence was to make sure that you deter people from voting against the Trump, from voting for the Trump mm-hmm. electors. And still, we had a dozen senators, and we had about 100 representatives that still had the courage to say, I don't care what just happened in the Capitol. This was election fraud, and mm-hmm. we're not voting for the Biden electors. So yeah. My hat's off to the people who had the courage.
Me too. All right, we have a call for you. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I have a couple of comments here real quick. Okay. But the main thing I wanted to point out is while I agree with Trump's speech denouncing the violence, I agree with probably about 98% of it. But the one thing that kind of threw me a curve was when he was talking about how we're a nation of laws and all this kind of stuff, and violence will not be tolerated. Now, I agree that violence should not be tolerated, mm-hmm. but I want to know how well that nation of laws worked out when the election took place.
Mm. Okay. All right.
Well, that's one right there.
Okay.
And then the second comment was he was mentioning on how the things that he was bragging about during his administration, and one of them being the vaccines. And I'm thinking, how many people have we had injured with the vaccines? I wouldn't brag about that too much.
Mm, okay. All right. Thank you.
Well, you see, Donald Trump came into the presidency without any background in conservative thought, mm-hmm. arguments, or understanding of conspiracy.
Okay.
He did not know anything about the conspiratorial factors within big pharmaceuticals and their control of the CDC and the WHO and all of the things involving mm-hmm. vaccines and all of the damage. Didn't know anything. So you see, Donald Trump can get flattered or talked into anything that will present a successful formula. So he can get up and say, this is a big success for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he got on the wrong side of the vaccine issue because he had no knowledge. You're right, caller.
All right. Quick question for Joel. Go right ahead, caller.
My question is, so I'm out in Michigan area,
mm-hmm.
and I have been very fascinated by Harold Zeiger and uh-huh. how he pointed out that the concentration camps that mm-hmm. happened over there in those days mm-hmm. did happen here in America, the internment camps.
Okay.
And two questions I have for Joel mm-hmm. is, we don't have internment camps now, which is what the Japanese Americans were put into,
mm-hmm.
but we do have the camps that Obama and his administration had put in place down south. So who's to say if this Biden gets in for election now,
mm-hmm.
And we have all three legislative branches
right.
Contained mm-hmm. by them,
mm-hmm.
and I know my dad would say, but you know what? They're going to reelect here next September. You just need to hold on. More Republicans are going to get some more seats. But the corruption that's gone in, how is that even possible?
Yeah,
they're just going to do the same corruption they did to Georgia.
The Republicans basically opened the door for the crime, so I'm not quite sure they can be exonerated or relied on. But let me have Joel answer this since we're short on time. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to ever see another conservatives win another election, at least nationwide, national election, because the voting fraud machines are still in place. We did not win this battle because the media suppressed it and the government mm-hmm. suppressed it. They did not. Donald Trump made a big mistake by not sequestering those machines, even though there are states running those elections, because it's a federal election. The federal government has to have the ability to stop fraud from occurring at the state level when it affects the federal government. He didn't do that. And as a result, the logs were wiped clean
mm-hmm.
and the ballots have been carted away out of Fulton County, Georgia, so that you can't tell that they don't have a corresponding registration with them.
How many people close to him? Because I've had Jenna Ellis on the show. I've had numerous people close to him, Sidney Powell. How many people like Rudy or any of these people do you think work for the other side that are close to him?
Rudy Giuliani's deep state.
Mm-hmm.
He was deeply involved in the 9/11 conspiracy and didn't warn the firefighters. They hate him in New York for not warning them when he got a warning in Building 7 to get out. But Trump's finally woken up to Rudy Giuliani. I put in the brief today that he's refusing to pay his, get this, $20,000 a day salary.
Whoa!
That's what Giuliani's requiring. And Trump has told his aides, don't pay that anymore.
Wow. Okay. Because I was wondering, Jenna Ellis, they actually had tweets from her talking about her disdain for Trump just three
Before,
to 4 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I wondered about that. All right. So what's next?
The legal
next?
Case was sabotaged by Giuliani and and little lightweights like Jenna Ellis who didn't know how to run something. Sidney Powell got deflected. She never provided any quantitative evidence of fraud, even though it was there and available.
What about the 1,400 pages that's been talked about? Did Sidney have the 1,400 pages going into court or no?
Not at the time she filed, no.
Okay. All right. What do you want people to know? What's the takeaway here, Joel? I mean, because there's so many takeaways. I know it's a loaded question, but what do you want people to know about walking through these landmines of misinformation?
Well, the deep state is much more powerful than you ever thought it was. I need you to know that. It's not just a bunch of Obama holdovers in the Trump administration trying to ruin Trump. It's lethal. They killed President Kennedy. They killed Martin Luther King. They killed Bobby Kennedy. They did 9/11. This is a ruthless organization. They control the media. And I'll tell you, we're past the point of removing it. Even if I was there, I couldn't get rid of it because I could never get the FBI to give me the evidence to go to court. And even if you got the evidence, a good portion of the judges, a majority of the judges, yep, at the highest levels are working for the deep state, controlled by the deep state, and they would never prosecute. So don't get to spinning your wheels. I mean, we have to keep fighting, but the purpose of fighting is to alert the good people who sense that something's wrong and convert more, but we have to teach them about the true conspiratorial aspects of what's going on. The media doesn't want you to ever talk about conspiracy. They will never countenance, but that's the only way to convince people is a major secret combination of power. I don't think we're going to win back American liberty because of the power of that, and I'm an expert in that, in the deep state. But I'll tell you, there will always be pockets of resistance. That's why I wrote the book Strategic Relocation, so that people can start, when these horrible things start to happen, get out of the big cities.
Get out of the cities. Why are people in California?
Get out of the big cities where there's more liberty.
Right.
People are doing a mass exodus from California now because of the COVID, and they're coming to safer places. That's part of it. And you need to prepare. And best of all, you need to prepare for war. We're going to have World War III. It's going to be a nuclear war with Russia and China in the latter half of this decade. And then you're going to see real martial law and a real lockdown. And it'll be preceded by an EMP strike that'll take down the grid. And we're going to probably be down for over a year, because we don't stockpile any of the huge transformers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're all made in China.
Right.
And so to rebuild our industry and those transformer, and we're talking about the big train-sized transformers, not the ones on your telephone pole.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to need a catalyst or some sort of false flag, maybe nuking a city to try to bring us into more of their world efforts to go into war.
World War III is the way in which you get talked into a global military government where you lose your liberty permanently.
Right.
Okay. And the trigger event for that will be North Korea attacking South Korea. So when you see that happen, we'll have nuclear war within a week with Russia and China.
Jeez.
That's what you need to know.
Okay. And so this is just really being awake to the situation and understanding the reality of where we're at. And I know hope is a tough thing because it's a fine line for people. You want enough hope that we're going to win somehow, but we all know how the story ends too. And yeah, at the very, very end, maybe. But right now, there are a lot of battles to be had. And psychologically for the mind, I would imagine, would be the number one battle right now.
Well, don't get caught up in the false hopes of illusion. Jerome Corsi put out that Trump was going to win so many times that he's now devastated and he's quit. He said, I'm not doing this anymore.
Jeez.
And General Flynn is devastated because he's been lied to. So don't build your hopes on false hope. We have to work hard to prepare for the takedown.
Well, and they do have some weaknesses. Otherwise, you wouldn't see the rise and fall of man. So you have to go after those weaknesses.
Yeah.
Sovereign nation, people in volume.
Yes.
There are things that can be won. So there are hope. There is hope there. Thank you, Joel Skousen.
My pleasure.
I really appreciate you. Go to worldaffairsbrief.com, worldaffairs with an S, brief.com. Be faithful, be fearless. See you back here next week, everybody.